KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Sentencing proceedings for one of Sindiso Magaga's killers will be heard in the Pietermaritzburg High Court today. Earlier this month, Sibusiso Ncengwa admitted to shooting the former ANC Youth League Secretary General in Umzimkulu in 2017. He also admitted to the attempted murder of three ward councillors and to damaging property as well as the unlawful possession of a firearm. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkusunkara says the case against Ncengwa's co-accused will continue later this year.
The case against the co-accused, namely Mayeza and Mpofana, returns to court on 6 October 2025 for trial. Mlungisi Nkalane, who was subsequently declared unfit to stand trial, is currently admitted at a psychiatric facility.
A political analyst believes South Africans should expect more tensions within the Government of National Unity. On Saturday, the DA announced its withdrawal from the National Dialogue. It came after President Cyril Ramaphosa removed the DA's Andrew Whitfield from cabinet after an unauthorized trip to the US. The party also says it won't support any budget votes for departments run by ANC ministers implicated in corruption. Analyst Dr. Imran Bakas says the DA's decision is likely to deepen divisions in the unity government.
When you have two parties that are so diametrically opposed ideologically, you know, that have two different visions despite what they say for the country, I think it's going to be difficult. If you take the major issues like the economy, the DA believes less in state intervention compared to the ANC.
Bakas says Ramaphosa was justified in firing Whitfield.
Politics is largely about the balance of forces. And I think in this particular instance, with the deputy minister of the DA going to the US without permission from the president, immediately places the DA on the back foot.
Meanwhile, the ANC says it may also reconsider its support for budget votes involving DA ministers. And abroad, the jury in the murder trial of an Australian woman accused of cooking a deadly mushroom for relatives has adjourned to decide her fate. Erin Patterson has pleaded not guilty to three charges of murder and one of attempted murder over a beef Wellington lunch at her house in Victoria in 2023. The prosecution claims the 50-year-old put toxic mushrooms in the food before lying to police and disposing of evidence. The jury will now have minimal contact with the outside world until they've reached a verdict. And finally, South Africans have until the end of today to submit comments on the review of the 1998 White Paper on Local Government. It aims to transform municipalities and tackle challenges affecting service delivery. The top story this hour, sentencing proceedings for one of Sindiso Magaga's killers will be heard in the Pietermaritzburg High Court today. Earlier this month, Sibusiso Ncengwa admitted to shooting the former ANC Youth League Secretary General in Umzimkulu in 2017. The Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.